go, 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 gorilla, go, now go.
Blood-spilling, bone-chilling, towering terrors in one twin thrill show. The Crawling Thing. As clutching terror reaches toward you, the scream you hear will be your own. It's too awesome to describe, too terrifying to escape, too powerful to stop. The Crawling Thing. Plus, from another world, the creature of evil. Half man, half monster, but all horror. Feel your throat grow tight with terror. Watch. Listen. Shudder. Die. The creature of evil. Can you stand to see the most gruesome twosome ever made? The Crawling Thing and the Creature of Evil. Produced in Hollywood by Maniacs.
Pig me.
Saw.
Convention girls know how to take care of a man in the most unconventional ways.
I'm Susie. I'm obsessed with my toys of joy.
I'm Gloria. Once is never enough.
I'm Anne. I would do anything in a bathtub.
Convention girls love it. So will you. Rated R. Plus special second feature, Naked Rider. She entered young and innocent, but came out the Naked Rider. Rated R.
I'm running. Yes, before it's too late. Trying to get away from that jail bait. It's a rough temptation, but a common invitation and a good association, but a quick elimination that will take you out of circulation. Yes, I'm talking about that younger generation. So take my advice, fellas, for goodness sake. 15, 16, 17, that's jail bait. Now they swear that they're in love, that you and her are by stars above, and she's looking mighty good, just like a young girl should. We try to tell you no, and let that young girl go, but you know it all. You have yourself a ball, and now that it is too late, as you look from cell number 8, I tried to tell you, mate. Seventeen and a half is still jail bait. So tomorrow's the date for the trial of jail bait. And this you watch and see. The young girl will go free, and you'll get 1 to 3. So out the door she walks, to another man she talks. Before you can count from 1 to 8, another man in for jail bait.
Please, Mr. Judge, if you just let me go this time, I ain't gonna mess with them young girls no more. I swear I ain't gonna bother no more, Mr. Judge. I ain't gonna bother none 15. I ain't gonna bother none 16. I ain't gonna bother none 17. I ain't gonna mess with none 18. I'ma leave that 20-year-old ones alone too. I'ma get me a girl about 42. If you just believe what I say, let me go, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge, I ain't gonna bother the young girls no more. Give me a break, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge.
wanton, something wicked is coming your way. She's the girl with the power to turn you on, to turn you off. Cross over into the occult for the initiation of the Virgin Witch. You don't believe in witches? You'd better believe in the Virgin Witch. She'll blow your mind. In Eastman Color, from Joseph Brenner Associates.
From the black, slimy depths of the swamp it came. It was a big dream that had no name. It was covered with ooze from head to toe. And as it came out, it said,
"Go, Daddy-O."
I stood there staring at that sight I saw. It was beating out time with a hairy claw. I shook and I shivered from my head to my shoes as the big green started grunting the blues. As he came near, I could smell his breath. He was breathing fire and I thought of death. But he just looked down on me and said,
"Out of my head."
The big green had a crazy beat. He was knocking it out with his big wet feet. His one red eye went rolling around while knocking out rhythm with his tail on the ground. He did a little dance which he called the slop. He said that he learned it at the swampland hop. He did a little rolling and a fast flip up and said,
"Take me to your leader or I'll eat you up."
So I took him to the leader of a rhythm combo. And I hear he's gonna make it on the Dick Fox show. He's been playing full houses every night, grunting out the blues with all his might.
Get out your magic decoder rings, boys and girls, and stay tuned to find out how you can win many valuable prizes.
For a brief instant, there is the silence of outer space. Then the antennas shoot forth, and like the cry of a newborn babe, a tiny voice is heard from the vastness of space, 560 miles above the Earth. A lonely and mysterious cry that forever separates the old from the new. A sound that marks the birth of a new era for mankind.
Get it! Billy's mother ran into myself. Jack the Ripper. Jack the Ripper.
Jack the Ripper by the One-Way Streets from Northeastern Ohio, USA. And this is the Purple Kniff from Los Angeles, California.
Things that are creeping and are crawling all around. Night's coming on and my bony legs are shaking, and I can't understand how I got to turn around. Yeah, I know I better run, I think I better go. My mind's moving fast, but my feet are moving slow. I hear something laughing and I'm giving out of breath. I don't know what it is that's got me scared half to death.
We are the Locker Room Girls. We play ball, and that ain't all.
I'm Sandy.
And I love to get sent to the showers.
I'm Laura. For me, scoring is everything.
I'm Julie, and I'll do anything for a jock.
Locker Room Girls, rated R. Absolutely no one under 17 admitted without parent or certified adult guardian.
Let's do it. Come on and do it.
I had money, I'd order hip-hop abs workout videos for all my friends. If I had money, I'd buy a Winnebago for every band that didn't suck. If I had money, I'd buy Boone's Farm wine for underage drinkers and teach them all how to smoke. If I had money, I'd pay my way into politics so I could set up new dress codes in Congress. I think I'd make them all vote on the floor in sweatsitos. And I'd make the Love Boat theme tune a national anthem. If I had money, I'd buy my brother new front teeth and toupees for both of us. If I had money, I'd move into an apartment that has a shower instead of a bathtub. If I had money, I'd drink more cheap booze and buy better drugs. If I had money, I'd buy everyone's cell phones and make them look into each other's eyes when they lie. Maybe I could buy the Magic Cyclops a bigger yacht and a better attitude. If I had money, I'd order hip-hop abs workout videos for all my friends.
Bill Randall's 650, Dorothy S. Ma'am, the Axelwide and Peppermint Endurance Company in Bashful Johnny C., home of the Grand Old Conglomeration, Fannie Hill University, and the Bathtub of the South. It's 7:30.
When I was nine, I started school. I do the talk at the church. I didn't learn to go from school. I was born bad. I was born bad. Yeah, born bad. Thank you.
And right now, I want to make sure I have the right number myself. Here is community audition number 4.
La 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 la. Al di là del bene più prezioso.
I said, man, oh man, his enemy. Listen at him drum. Yeah, listen at him drum. I just knew that I was a goner, but then in my final prayer, I was topped up high and dry on an island from nowhere. The sand was cool, kind of soft at night. I said, bless my soul, I'm in paradise. Listen at him drum. Yeah, listen at him drum. Then an arrow went by my noggin. Flipped over quick to see native cats with bows and spears. That arrow was meant for me. In perfect English, the leader said,
pardon me, old chap, I must have your head.
Headhunter, please leave me alone. I said, headhunter, please leave me alone. I hear baby calling and I gotta go home. Listen at them drum. When he tied me up to a palm tree and he started to dance around to the beat of conga drum, what a welcome familiar sound. It's then that I lost all my self-control when I saw the headhunters do the rock and roll. Listen at them drum. Listen at them drum. Well, I told myself from the palm tree I give out with a wailing song. Them natives got all shook up, cause I soon had them rocking along. The leader clapped his hands and said,
man, we dig you the most, now you can keep it your head.
Headhunters, please leave me alone. I said, headhunter, please leave me alone. Cause my baby need me, and I'm on my way home. I'm on my way home. I'm on my way home. I'm on my way home.
I don't care if you are a masked man. There ain't nobody gonna cut no Z's in my sweatshirt. Man, I was walking down the street. There wasn't a soul in sight. Not a soul. Somebody jumped back in the alley. It was a long, tall Sally. It was one of them adult TV Western stars. So I crept up real easy to hear what he had to say. He was muttering something to himself that went like this. Well, I'm a real masked man, a gunslinger from the West. I'm a TV star, Lordy, I used to be the best. And I do mean the best. But the fans stand for me and, whoo, I couldn't stand that test. Well, I'm right on top. I asked them, why do the answer I got? Too many cats are digging that rock and roll. They said the adult western don't move them cats no more. They did the rockin' and a hoppin', a poppin' and a scoppin'. Ooh, ooh, wee, thank you.
cricket lighter is really quite a light. It'll last for months and still burn bright with thousands of sure firelights and a flame that adjusts to different heights. Catch a cricket for $1.49 by Gillette.
Flesh, as a color, is in an awful mess. Yes. Ask anyone with flesh, they'll tell you. Flesh, as a color, is about as close to a problem as a color can get. Some people think the only color flesh color should be is the color their flesh color is, which, pure and simple, is color-centric thinking. Popular in some corners. But you and I know, though, that the proper color for flesh to be is the proper color it is, varying from complexion to complexion. But if black flesh and white flesh and brown flesh and red flesh and yellow flesh and tan flesh, if all the fleshes that are flesh want to establish a sensible similarity among differences, we better forget the flesh and the colors it can be and think on the spirit and its singular light. Otherwise, flesh as a color could be black and blue or even a bloody hue.
Comes a gun. The thing explodes in his hand. It blows his freaking hand off.
Can't see, my hand is gone!
Yeah.
Help me!
We killed him right there. The funny thing is, before he pulled the trigger, he said,
I'm telling you that this one's for Albert! This man is a
closing. My head gone wrong.
I start thinking, and I know Albert. Jose and I went on a job, and we gunned him down, and the whole family came after us. But they're all gone. The moral of the story is, clean your guns first.
I'll tell you now, this one's for Albert.
It's a hit gone wrong.
Thank you.
disgrace. Because you squeeze your partner's head, just to blow in the face.
The event of your lifetime.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Orange County, St. Augustine Catholic Church. See the biggest, most spectacular Mass of the year.
Sunday, Sunday.
See all your favorite clergy, including Father Fast Freddie Flanagan and Don the Priest Padrone, read from the Book of Revelation.
Sunday, Sunday.
Hear the J.C. Agajanian Boys Choir sing all your favorite hymns.
Sunday.
24 fuel-charged altar boys light the sacred candles, cleanse with holy water, recite the Our Father.
Sunday.
Receive Holy Communion. Pardon your sins. Tickets available at Ticketron. Mutual or call Vatican 3-2343. Say Ablo Latin.
Sunday.
Save your soul. Remember the dead. Don't be shut out. Call today.
Sunday.
That's this Sunday. Orange County, St. Augustine Catholic Church. Amen.
Very jealous, which is natural, but they realize, I think the woman is smarter than the man, because the woman realizes that it's only a dance and it's only a form of entertainment, whereas the man, the male, begins to I possibly his imagination runs away with him, and he thinks that, isn't this wild? And he has visions of becoming involved with the person.
As I sleep, I'll dream of this, and the chance we'll meet again sends a tingle through each nerve. It's so hard to say au revoir, so let's just say hors d'oeuvre. Hors d'oeuvre. live, darling. Both downstairs bath ceilings and walls to be soggy. The tub has to be properly caulked prior to any showering. Walls are drenched, both roofer and plumber here. Had to pay for 2 service calls. Water drips from all around. Kathy's ceiling, my ceiling. Don't use shower. Don't use shower.
Discussion questions. 1. If you lived in a monarchy, would you rather be the king or a slave? Why or why not? 2. What is the central ideological difference between democracy and cannibalism? 3. You're a 5th century Greek city-state growing increasingly concerned over repeated Persian incursions into the central Peloponnesian peninsula. How many hoplites can you dispatch to Thermopylae without jeopardizing the triremes commanded by Themistocles for the naval engagement at Artemisium? Show your work. 4. Does the expression, when in Rome, do what the Romans do, apply to all cities or just Rome? 5. The notion that each individual has worth in society found political expression in the invention of democracy. What's bullshit about this? 6. Is direct democracy practical today? In a nation as big as ours, is it really possible to simultaneously gather the opinions of 300 million people? Log on to www.americathebook.com and vote in our poll. Classroom activities. 1. Have your students draw a topographical map of ancient Greece. For every elevation they get wrong, punch one in the arm. 2. Give your students a taste of Athenian life before democracy by implementing a draconian measure, like forcing them to wear togas to class every day for a month. Then celebrate democracy by being named the principal defendant in a class action lawsuit against the school. 3. Have the class perform a real-time, period-accurate reenactment of the Protestant Reformation. That should buy you plenty of time to step outside for a smoke.